From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. What succession of important events is happening over this week? The majority of voting-age Australians have been to a polling place, and possibly by now we all know the outcome of the referendum. For we amateur radio enthusiasts, there will be a range of local activities for Jota Jotai, when we get to share our activities with the youth members of the scouting movement, as well as the many seniors with whom we have shared time, meals and campfires within years gone by. It's a special time when people get to share their interests in a regular get-together and show what each can offer the community and each other. In showing what we can offer, we also have the opportunity to understand the benefits that another body provides to its members and how it contributes to personal development. The radio ham, the system is less structured and most of us will spend time fulfilling personal goals under our own direction. However, when we look at what we do, it is the growth of knowledge and the experience that we gain in the vast field of science, electronics, computing and manual arts that gives a sense of achievement and also knowing we have skills which can help others as well. So realistically, we can check out how the two approaches blend together to nurture the same outcomes for the people involved. Whether we take the words of the amateur's code or the simple call of the scout, both our aims are to do our best. This naturally gets me to wondering how we can extend our contact with other parts of the community. The services that aid in times of trouble are so often in need of trained communicators. Whether these be local council emergency management groups, rural fire brigades, the Salvation Army, which supports those on the front lines, and maybe the Red Cross. I'm sure people can add to this list that applies to their neck of the woods. Then there are the activity clubs, horse riders, trail bike riders, cross-country four-wheel drive contests or canoeing clubs. At times, functions held by these bodies really benefit from having people who can pass information, handle messages and liaise with bodies also involved in the activities. The benefits of the social activities is that it allows radio and communications enthusiasts to practice and experiment with technology in a safe way that supports others. And the debrief and cuppa that follows is a great opportunity for getting to know people and befriend them as well. If people have caught up with the long-range weather projections from the Bureau of Meteorology, they can feel some relief in the summer cyclone season is expected to be less dangerous this year. On the other hand, the warmer weather and less rainfall will contribute to an extremely perplexing fire season. So it's not only the solar flares we need to look out for, but also the safety on the ground for this summer coming. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.